time to go motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are things this morning, David?
I'm pretty good. Yep. Oh, I'm just struggling with the voice a little. Maybe I've been talking too much.
Not you at all. I can't believe that. Mates, were you a fan? Have you always been a fan of the Jags in particular?
I like the Jaguars, but some of the earlier ones, I think I love the fact that they made such a statement and made such a movement, the E-Type, for all the image of elegance and that, and it had shape and that, it wasn't over-expensive.
Yeah.
It was performing like a Ferrari at a half or so of the or third of the cost.
I've always loved this, the name of it, E-Type, D-Type, C-Type. You couldn't ask for a simpler name for a vehicle.
And it was of the time where you didn't create, you know, it's a huge business. Millions of dollars are paid to companies to come up with a name. We talked about one the other day, the Stonic. It sounds like a cartoon character to me.
It sounds like a typo is what it sounds like. Did you mean to say Sonic? No, I'm sure I put a T in there. So the C-Type Jag, interesting. I mean, they obviously didn't spend too much time working on the name. The C stands for competition, and it celebrates its 70th birthday this year.
1951 they first made and went to 53, not long. It was followed by the D-Type, but both the C-Type and the D-Type were really ones that were there to make their name on the racetrack. It morphed into the E-Type, which was a more made-for-the-road type vehicle, but the C-Type was that elegant one, sort of very rounded sort of nose at the front.
Yes.
Rather than some of the, not quite chiseled, but a little bit more angular for the E-Type, but it was a very of that type of that big sort of nose on the front of it. And they did very, very well. And they raced, I think the Le Mans race they went in for the first time. They won in 1951, 24-hour race. And that was the first of Jaguar's 7 wins in that event. So it is clearly one that was made for racing.
Did those C-Type Jags all come in British Racing green? Because that's what I imagine when I see it in my head.
No. Look, I'm struggling here, Andrew. But it now comes. You can get replicas. You've always been able to get replicas. It costs you about $22,000 for the replica, but you've got to have a standard, some sort of Jaguar engine to put in and gearbox and so on. But they're being made by the company from the original plans and so on. I think they'll cost you millions. Now, the C-Types are going to make a few of them. But they're coming out in a range of colours. Now, I thought the British Racing Green was really the only colour. There's colours that, look, some people like. I think they're rather insipid. there's a very pale yellow colour. And even red just doesn't look right.
No.
There's a bronze colour that looks a bit brown and that. But my colleague, who's a Jaguarphile, he says that that's for the American market.
Oh, of course.
That, you know, what we've just been talking about is good old British stuff, you know, the sort of Sir Henry V sort of, Cry Harry Britain and St. George sort of stuff. But I've digressed. The thing that is the Americans, of course, were not afraid to be different, that if they took something traditional and not quite put a stripe down the side, but took a different colour to it, that was a way of being distinctive. So they're coming out with some colours. I'll put it up on our website and things, but I've got to say, they're not my cup of tea.
Mate, and cup of tea makes perfect sense when we talk about something so intrinsically British, don't we? I think there's only two colours that are allowable for a Jag, British Racing Green and white, as long as there's a little bit of British Racing Green trim. What do you reckon?
It's the first thing I think of.
Yeah.
You know, it came as an emotional shock to me to see these colours, so I'm recovering from that. So, yes, I think that defines it very clearly.
All right, we'll give you another week to recover before we catch up and talk motoring again next Thursday. David, as always, thanks, mate.
My pleasure.